have a guest on and then play it.
And again. Then actually play it. Yeah. Because it's going to be... Okay, we're rolling.
Oh.
Hello!
Hi.
That, wow, okay.
I've been... Sorry, I'm stressed still from today.
I know, it's okay. I'm Michaela.
Oh, are we saying our names again?
I don't know, should we?
Yeah,
I feel like every podcast I listen to... No, that's a lie. Most of the podcasts don't. I can think of, like, two podcasts where they introduce themselves every time.
Okay. Wait, dude, I'll do it over again.
Okay. I'm Michaela.
I'm Jacqueline.
And this is...
Birth Control.
Pod.
Pod.
So we found out... Should we say this part?
Yeah.
We found out there's an actual... There's another podcast called Birth Control, but it's, like, a legitimate, like, facts about women. And it looks actually pretty cool.
Yeah, so...
So we just kind of... We're just Birth Control Pod.
And we don't want to step on any toes, and we totally respect what she's doing, so we're like...
Yeah. So we kind of just changed everything, so hopefully... But, like, I'm willing to change the name if she, like, reached out to us, so...
I am too, but also today I was thinking, as I was driving up here, like, why didn't we just ride the train back and forth and do a podcast.
Oh my gosh, we should. That would be funny.
Yeah. Oh, we could even play a game because they have tables up
there. Yeah, we could do an episode on the train.
Okay.
We could do some episodes on the train. A few. We should do one on the Heber Creeper.
What is that?
It's that train up in Heber.
And it's a creeper?
Sure. No, they do, like, different themes for it. Like, I know you don't like Harry Potter, but last year they did a Harry Potter one during Halloween, and then they sometimes do, like, creepy ones during Halloween, and they do the Polar Express one during Christmas.
What?
Yeah. It's, like, a legit, like, steam engine train, too, I think.
Why? I've never heard of this.
And it's probably super haunted, because it's real old. But my goal for this episode is to talk about Murderless. That's a joke, because we're playing Clue!
I was like, buddy.
Except, it's gonna be really interesting because I just read the rules where it says 3 to 8 players, and there are but 2 of us. So it might not be that good, but it'll be kind of funny, I think, regardless.
And we had this game when I was a kid, but I don't think I even really understood what I was doing.
See, this is my favorite game. I'm gonna shuffle like you.
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to.
Because we have to put 3 a person, a room, and an item in the confidential thing without either of us seeing it. Okay. So pick one and just put it face down.
Okay. I like how swift that was.
Yeah, that was very swift. That was swift as the coursing river.
Mm-hmm.
With all the strength of the raging fire.
Sure.
And you know what? It was mysterious as the dark side of the moon. Be a man.
Okay, I was like, this sounds very familiar. I was like,
it's Mulan. Hey, did you know Mulan turned 20 this year? It's the 20th anniversary of Mulan. Also, it's the 25th anniversary of not only me, but Nightmare Before Christmas, and I guess Newsies, because didn't that come out in 93? Or was it 92?
I thought it was 92.
Okay, it might have been 92. That might have been last year. Whatever. Okay.
I feel like it's the 25th year of many things.
Of me.
Of you.
I turned 25 in December.
Good job.
I know, I made it this far. All right, so we've got our 3 confidentials. Let's set that there for a second. So the objective of the game is to guess the 3 confidentials, my dude.
Mm-hmm.
And to do so, we both get half the... This isn't going to work with 2 people very well. I don't think it's going to end really quick. But
should we,
okay.
Like, take turns... playing with, like, a ghost.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, let's add a ghost person. Who should we name our... What should we name our ghost? Ethan Slater.
Okay,
just
done.
Kidding. Oh, really? Okay.
Oh.
Ethan Slater is our 3rd character. No, we can't do that, because if we do that, then we'll know more than we should. Let me explain the rules. First.
Okay.
Because we pass out the cards. Each of us get half the cards, I guess, since there's only 2 of us. And then these cards are the ones you know aren't in there. So when you can roll the dice and you'll be like rolling along, and if you get into the ballroom, then you can be like, okay, and like look at what you've got and be like, okay, so judging on what I have, I think it's Miss Scarlet in the ballroom with the candlestick.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have Miss Scarlet, the ballroom, or the candlestick in your hand, you show me. And then I know it's wrong. Like, you try to prove me wrong.
Okay.
So, the objective is to guess correctly, so then you can just mark off the ones you know you don't have. So if we do that, then that person will know more stuff.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You know what would be more fun?
What?
If we watched Clue.
I love that movie. Is it still on Netflix?
I own the movie.
Well, that's not helpful. You live an hour away.
Oh, wow.
Is Caitlin at work? Skype her in.
Oh, that would be so funny.
Like, proper cards up. Well, let's just see what happens. It might end in, like, 2 minutes. Probably will. We'll just keep proving each other wrong real quick. It's gonna end in, like, half a second.
This will be fun.
Well, you know what? It's podcast material. Well, I'm Professor Plum because he's my boy, but, where's the start? Oh, where's my start? There.
Oh,
and you're
okay.
Mr. Green.
Yeah.
Here, we'll turn this.
Okay.
Okay, and you can take a second to fill out your thing if you'd like, except for I lost my pencil. There it is. And don't cheat, because cheating is wrong.
I never cheat.
I know. This is gonna be, like, the quickest game of Clue ever, but that's okay, because then we can just talk about ghosts or something. Or we can talk about your week.
Or we can talk about your week, which was probably more fun than mine.
I don't know. I'm really mad at my work right now.
Oh.
Not, like, anybody specifically.
But, I mean, you were in Seattle.
I was in Seattle. You're right. My friend Lindsay got married. That was fun. That was super fun. Me and Lindsay went to Phantom, like I said last week. And I never realized how extra that show is, because I've never seen it live before. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen the movie, and I've seen the, like, live, like, recording of the movie. Or, you know what I mean? Like, the 25th anniversary recording. So, like, I've seen the show, but I haven't, like, seen the show.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? But it's so extra. Like, it's so extra. There's, like, when it starts, because they do, like, the auction scene, mm-hmm. and then, like, the chandelier comes up all dramatically, but it's, like, strobe lights and, like, laser light show with, like, electric guitar and organ, like, as it's, like, raising, and I was dying, because we just kept laughing, and we probably shouldn't have, like, because we were back far enough that you couldn't see the gun in his hand,
uh-huh.
so it just kind of looked like he was, like, pointing at things, and then, like, things were blowing up. So I was like, I didn't know we were seeing Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. It's a Harry Potter, sick Harry Potter reference, because they do a lot of magic on stage. That's the play, okay. The, like, really long one that I was telling you about.
Oh, the one where you're not inviting me to go to London? For? Yeah.
No, I'm seeing it I wanted to see it in New York, my dude.
You told me, you were like, oh, I'm planning a trip to London.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I was like, and I'm not invited? And you were like, no.
I do remember this, because you're not.
Okay. I was like,
because literally the only two things we've talked about doing so far is seeing Cursed Child and going to the Harry Potter studio.
Well, while you're doing all that,
You can come then. I think it's going to be a pretty Harry Potter centric.
Okay, no, I just want to go.
So Miss Scarlet always goes first, and then to the right of Miss Scarlet after that, so... It's you, my dude. And you can't move diagonally. So you can move 6 spaces and you can try to get into a room.
What do you mean, Kim? Oh, you mean like...
Like if you're like right here, you can't like...
Okay.
Yeah, you can only go like forward and backwards, left, right?
Okay. Your turn.
Okay.
And when do we get to guess? Just whenever?
You have to be in the room to guess.
Oh...
So.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess I should look at what room.
Yeah. Yeah. That could be helpful.
It doesn't matter. Never mind.
You have to, if you're in that room, you have to guess that room.
Oh, so.
Like, you can't be in the billiard room and then guess the dining room.
No, I get that, but. Never mind. I get it.
Okay. Sounds good. I feel like you don't, but sounds good.
I do get it. It's like in school when you're like, the teacher's like, anyone have questions?
And you're like, yes. Yeah, I get it. I get that. I'm like, I have so many questions.
Okay.
Okay. Who done it? She's in a room.
Okay, so I think Mr. Green did it with the revolver in the ballroom.
In the ballroom?
Oh, I'm Mr. Green.
You did it? You done it? Just kidding. I can prove you're wrong.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. It wasn't in the ballroom. We can tell you guys that because there's no other players. This isn't gonna go well. All right. I'm not going to use all of them because I'm just going to go into the study. Okay. All right. I think it was Colonel Mustard with the knife in the study.
Well, I can prove you also wrong.
Oof. No, you only show me one.
Oh, well.
That's okay. Well, I'll show you another one since we'll call it even because I had two of yours too.
Okay, you didn't.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't specify that. So, okay, only show me one. Even if you can prove me wrong on all three accounts. Just... Anyway, I showed you an extra one, so we're even. Your turn.
This is terrible.
It's not going well.
This is what happens.
This game's gonna end so fast.
I guess we should have planned, like, games.
I know, should we just eat Pop Rocks for the rest of the
Oh, so do I have to leave the room?
I mean, you don't have to if you don't want to, but I'm just saying, I already showed you that it's not the ballroom.
Oh, I kind of like it, though.
You gonna start dancing?
No, I'm gonna be one of the people who just chills on the couch and watches everyone play and piano.
You're gonna be like a... wall plant, what is that called?
Wallflower?
Wallflower. Also, why are there random things taped to my game? You see this?
Who knows?
I bet somebody used it as a high school project. I know we did a high school project with a board game, but I think we did Monopoly. But don't quote me on that. I don't know why I rolled, because I'm going to stay in here. So I think it was Professor Plum. Oh, that's me. Professor Plum with a lead pipe in the study.
Well.
Professor Plum. It's not me. Cleared of murder.
Yeah.
On all counts. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. I think it was Miss Scarlet in the billiard room with the rope.
Twas not, my dear.
Dang it.
My dear fellow.
Alright. Okay.
I'm staying in the study.
Interesting. Why?
Because you haven't proved that it's not the study yet. So I'm staying in the study. I think it was Miss Scarlet with the rope in the study.
Oh, so you can stay in... Okay.
I just told you you could stay in the ballroom if you wanted to, but I had already proved that it wasn't the ballroom. So why stay there?
Wait, can you say what you thought it was again?
Miss Scarlet with the rope in the study.
Yeah, I have all three of them.
Do you? No. Do you have any of them? Well. Yeah, no, this game is not good with two people. But you know what we learned? And we loved. And now I'm going to eat some Pop Rocks because I'm uncomfortable.
I was going to say, know what we should do is play this and take a shot every time someone wins.
Ah, we would just get really drunk really fast.
No, you would because I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, do you have to take a shot when you win?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. That's not a good plan. In retrospect, this wasn't a good plan. But we did it, so here we are. Do you want to play again? Or should we eat some Pop Rocks?
I think we should have an in.
So, sorry to anybody who doesn't like the sound of Pop Rocks, because it's going to get real here in a second. I think you snort it like cocaine. Okay. You just do a line of Pop Rocks.
Let me get my nasty cocaine nail out.
Ow! It kind of hurt. That one's for anybody that's making an SFX.
Ow.
Or SFX, yeah, SFX thing.
Ow.
It's like in a Comedy Bang Bang every time. I think it's Comedy Bang Bang. Every time Scott Aukerman or Paul F. Tompkins make a weird note. No, what is it? It's not that. Maybe it is. I don't remember. It's one of those podcasts. They're like, that one's for... anybody who's making sound effects. I was thinking it was Scott Aukerman. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Edit that out.
This reminds me of being 4 years old, walking around in ditches.
Ow! Do you get, like, really intense ones every once in a while? No. Or is it because I keep chewing them?
Probably because you keep chewing them.
That's fair. It's like a natural response. I can't not chew them.
Is that what you did?
Chew them? Yeah.
I just, like, press them up against my mouth.
To feel the pain.
Yeah.
At Pop Rocks, your candy hurt me real bad. So, you know. Anyway, this is episode 2. I'm already done with the game that we played. Should we, like, Google would you rather questions?
Yeah. We should play Family Feud.
With 2 people? I think that's one we're gonna need guests for. Like, I'll bring my brother.
I'll bring my sister.
Ah! There we go. We actually talked about doing a Family Feud family, like auditioning for it.
Yeah!
Except for not with my sister.
Ooh. Why? She'd give really dumb
answers. She's good at it. The rest of us are. My stepdad's not super great at it either.
My sister and I think my mom would probably be good at it. I don't know about my brother or my dad.
Yeah. 37 insanely hard would you rather questions.
I'm here for it.
Alright. Would you rather swim 300 meters through shit or dead bodies? Oof. Well, okay, here's my thing. If you're swimming, how fresh are the dead bodies?
That's what I was going to ask.
Because there's going to be poop either way.
Yeah. If they're fresh, then I would swim through them.
Yeah, that needs more details.
That's not a good one.
Okay. Would you rather have a dog with a cat's personality or a cat with a dog's personality? Cat with a dog personality because I had a cat with a dog's personality.
Aww.
And I love him.
I would rather, I hate this question.
You want me to skip it?
I'm not a cat person.
No, I know. Yeah, you liked my cat though, right?
I mean, he was...
He is dead. Need you to be a little respectful. He was a 30-pound Maine Coon cat named Dexter, and we taught him dog tricks.
I'm not gonna lie, he was cute and fluffy, but, like, he was an outside cat.
What's that supposed to mean? He's not as good as you because he's an outside cat?
No, it's because, like, I have a germ thing.
Oh, yeah. So, okay.
I didn't like going near him.
I mean, he was clean. We gave him baths a lot. He didn't look clean, but...
Yeah, he didn't look
clean. We gave him baths a lot. He hated it. I'm gonna get offended, so we're gonna move on.
Okay.
Because I miss my cat.
I know.
If you were reborn in a new life, would you rather be alive in the past or the future?
The future, because fuck the past.
That's true. And then in the future, you could just go, like, use your time machine to visit places in the past.
But I would rather not, because I'm brown and no one likes brown people in the past, so...
I'll fight them.
I think I'm good with the future.
Alright. Alright, so would you rather eat shit that tasted like chocolate or... Nope, I don't want to finish that.
No, well, I want
would
to
you
know.
Rather be... It's just exactly what you think, but I'm not okay. Picking between the two, so I'm moving on. Okay. Would you rather be would you rather experience the beginning of Planet Earth or the end of Planet Earth? The end, because then you could listen to Toxic by Britney Spears with David Tennant. Christopher Eccleston.
Oh, man.
Aww, because I was going to say...
I was so offended.
I'm so offended at myself. Because I was going to say Billy Piper and and Christopher Eccleston, and then it came out David Tennant, and I'm so... Because I just keep thinking about us meeting
It
David
also
Tennant.
Came out David Tennant the second
time. Rip. I know it was Christopher Eccleston, and you know as soon as I said it, I knew.
My eyes were like...
I know, because as soon as I said it, I was like, oh my god, said it wrong. We're meeting David Tennant in like 2 weeks, so that's all I can think about.
We still need to figure out...
What we're doing?
Yeah.
Hey, if we have any fans at this point and you want to tell us any photo op ideas, tweet us.
I don't think this is even going to be up by then.
Oh, you're right. This is going to come up after.
So.
Ignore that. But, yeah. All right. Would you rather experience... I already said that. But what was your answer? End or beginning?
Oh, I already forgot. Of
planet Earth.
The end, because I want it to end.
Would you rather have 3 kids and no money, or no kids with $3 million?
Duh, no kids, ever. Yeah.
Dude, I could just buy kids. If I wanted them.
If I had, how much was it, 3 million? 300 million?
3 million.
Okay, $3 million, I would just...
buy a bunch of dogs. Buy Benji.
No. None of those things. I would definitely just donate all my money.
All of it?
I'd probably pay off my debts and then make sure I'm okay. But then I would donate it all.
You wouldn't, like, travel? I mean, I think I would donate some of it, but I wouldn't donate all of it. I'm kind of a dick. I'd be, like, in New York for, like, a month.
As someone who is poor and knows poor how hard it is to be poor, like, I want everyone not to be poor.
Yeah.
Next question.
Okay. No, I get it, because, like, my dad was poor. But, oof, nowhere. Anyway, would you rather be the funniest person in the room or the most intelligent?
Can I be the person no one notices in the room?
Nope. This is a would you rather question, not a let's bring up other things.
I think I'd rather be the funniest person.
Okay. I think I would too, actually.
That's how I hide my emotions anyway.
Already. Yeah, through humor, me too.
Yeah.
It's a coping mechanism, Kevin says.
Mechanism. Oh yeah, Kevin.
Kevin! My therapist. And we're working on it. But he's contradictory, because he's like, well, at least you're not, like, sad all the time. Like, I was like, but I am sad all the time.
Am I not, though?
Oh, naive Kevin. All right. Would you rather have a Lamborghini in your garage or a bookcase with 9,000 books and infinite knowledge? Okay.
A bookcase. Yeah. Done. I mean, as reading has been my entire life.
It's really warm.
Yeah.
Would you rather reverse one decision you make every day or be able to stop time for 10 seconds every day?
Reverse one decision, I think. Wait, did it have to be... Well, yeah.
I think I would do the stop time.
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
Like, for example, if I'm on campus and I see pantsuit guy, I can stop time real quick and just ghost. Or, like, if I'm being followed home by a hobo on the train.
Okay.
Which happens often. Then I could stop time for a second and get on a different car.
Okay. I make a lot of mistakes during the day that I'm like, oh, why did I do that? Like, every single day, so.
I do too, but I'd rather not die than...
She's not farting, by the way. She's sitting on a bed. A bed.
I'm sitting on a bed.
Every time you move, I'm like...
Just FYI, not pooping my pants. This time.
Yeah. Oof.
Alright, would you rather win $50,000 or let your best friend win $500,000? I'm gonna say best friend because, well, I would assume you would share it with me. Because then you get $500,000 instead of $50,000 and then we could split it. Or just both go to New York on it.
Oh, I was gonna say, is it only $500? Never mind. But yeah, no, you're right.
$50,000 or $500,000.
Okay, I didn't hear the $1,000.
Because I would assume you would share with me.
No, give it all away.
Okay, well, I'm going to give it... Can I lie to the genie that's giving it to us and tell them that someone else is my best friend?
I'm just kidding. No, I would.
Yeah, because then we could do on like a super like bougie trip to New York.
Yeah.
And then donate the rest after that. All right. Would you rather run at 100 miles per hour or fly at 10 miles per hour? Fly. So slow, but I would make it eventually. Although, would I get exhausted flying, though?
There's too many.
Because it would still take me about the same amount of time to go, like, anywhere if I was running. You know what I mean? Like, because, like, you go, like, 80 miles an hour to, like, Vegas. So that's only 20 miles an hour more. So that, like, gives me, like...
20 more.
Yeah, you get it. Would I get pulled over, though?
No, because you're running.
I'm like, you can't get me for this. I'm not on a vehicle. I saw a guy get arrested on a bike once for drunk biking.
Yeah, that happens.
I know. I was like, I didn't know that was illegal. I mean, it makes sense, but I never thought about it before. This was when I was, like, 12, so I was like, what?
Never mind. I was going to tell a story, but...
Do it.
No, I can't, because it's fresh and my friend will kill me.
Okay.
But it's about a biking incident, too.
Okay. Well, we'll tell it in, like, a year. On our anniversary episode.
Okay.
Get ready. If we make it that far. All right. Would you rather... Would you rather continue with your life or restart it?
Well, what do you think?
I'm gonna let you decide on that one. Would you rather be able to talk your way out of any situation or punch your way out of any situation?
I'm not Captain America.
Essentially, yeah, essentially, would you rather be Tony or Steve?
Honestly, I'd rather be Tony just because.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I could punch my way out of anything. Even if I had the ability, I would still be like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
No, I'd rather talk my way out of it, because then you could talk, if you were that good at talking into things, you could just, have the world.
Yeah.
At your fingertips.
Did you hear about that, I think I told you this, about that girl who scammed everyone in New York, all the rich people,
yeah.
And lived in a hotel.
Because I was we need to do this.
Yeah, and she's just she was a foreign lady who lived in a hotel, and she got... convinced these bankers to give her a $500,000 loan, and she somehow made friends with all these famous people, and she was 23 at the time, and she only got busted because she's dumb. she was trying to do too much too fast, basically. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason she got caught. And I'm like, dude.
seriously, just get that money and then just, lay low for a while.
Exactly. I was like, what are you thinking? She, spent all her money on vacations and...
You're in New York! What are you spending your money on?
I know!
Where are you going to?
She, took, four people to some island and, her bank card got, declined there and she made them pay for her. The people she took with her. She's like, oh.
What if they didn't have any money?
Yeah, that's, the person who wrote the article was like, I only, I guess the whole trip cost, $70,000. And she's like, that's all I had in my bank account.
She had $70,000?
She had, rich friends.
Oh, right.
But she also was, a reporter for this magazine.
Okay.
And she's like, that's my entire year's salary. And she lost it all.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible.
It's crazy. I need to send you that link because that story was
so we can figure out how to do it?
Damn, yeah. And I really hope they make a movie out of it soon because it's just a wild story.
Let's make a podcast adaptation of it. Dude, can I have $500,000? Mr. Banker dude?
Yes, Miss Lady.
Thank you.
That looks innocent and won't steal all our money.
Ding! And then she narrator voice. Exit.
This is
exterior building. Daytime. Phone call. What's up, rich friend? Do you want to go to an island with me?
Okay, I can't do this. It's so dumb.
All right. Would you rather have free Wi-Fi wherever you go or have a free coffee wherever you, whenever you want?
Free Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi for sure.
If I just had Wi-Fi, I wouldn't need a phone. I could just get an iPod.
That's true. And also, I feel like if you had free coffee all the time, it would just be gross coffee.
And I don't like coffee.
I don't like coffee. I can do one shot and then the rest of it's milk. I don't like coffee that much.
Coffee makes me sick.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's weird.
Interesting.
I don't know why.
Okay, but we do need to go get those ice cap things.
But that's the thing, though. It's a certain type. Actually, yesterday, this past weekend, I was watching a bunch of vlogs about people in New York, and this girl, went to Starbucks, to the Starbucks we sat at in Times Square, and she's like, oh, I got this iced caramel almond milk latte, and I was like, that sounds really good, and it's not, normal milk, mm-hmm. So I think I can drink it. And it was really good. I went to Starbucks and got it. So I think I can drink that.
Is that a plug for Starbucks?
Yeah. No.
I'm just kidding.
Please sponsor us.
Seriously, though. If they gave me, a chai tea a day, done. That's, what you can pay me in. It's just, teas. Send me,
Not even a giant one, just,
Yeah, just, a tall... Send me, a Starbucks gift card every day, or, one that's, enough for, a week's worth of tall chai lattes.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And that's it, and we will talk about you on every podcast.
Well, My order...
I'll be, like, slurping one.
My specific order is a Venti Passion Fruit Iced Tea Lemonade.
Sweetened or unsweetened, Jack?
It depends.
So, when we were in New York, she was, like, unsweetened. And then she got it, and she's like, oh, this is really gross. Remind me to get it sweetened next time. And I was like, okay. So, we're, like, in Starbucks a couple days later, still in New York. And I was like, get sweetened. You said to remind you. And she's like, oh, yeah. So, she gets a sweetened one, and then she's like, I remember why I don't ever get it sweetened. And I'm like, why do you get this treat then? You don't like it either way.
I do like it. It's just sometimes it's too sweet. I don't know. And no, sometimes it's super bland.
I get it. Maybe you should just carry, like, sweetener with you, like, all the time. Like, sweet and low.
Sweet and low.
Or sugar, I guess. But sugar also, packets, wherever you go.
Probably.
It's like me with Taco Bell, so.
And that... But, yeah, the latte drink I'll probably start getting, too, because it was really good.
That sounds really
good. I also bought almond milk after that.
I love almond milk.
It's so good.
I actually really like soy milk, too. Like vanilla. I don't like plain soy milk.
I can't drink soy milk.
Oh. Maybe that's what it is, then.
What do you mean?
Like, what makes you sick? Maybe you've been getting, like... No, because you order what kind of...
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, I'm just... Milk doesn't... I can't eat dairy.
Well, soy milk's not dairy.
Well, what is it? Soy?
It's soybeans.
What's soybeans? Why does that dairy. Why does it make me sick, then?
I don't know.
I know sometimes
okay,
it's...
Google. Does soy milk have dairy in it? I didn't think it did, but maybe it does.
According to Medium, soy milk is made from soybeans. It's a popular milk alternative for vegans and people who are lactose intolerant. Since it comes from...
Maybe you're also allergic to soybeans.
Maybe. But coconut milk I can't drink either.
That's not dairy either, because dairy comes from a cow.
Yeah. What? Really?
Yeah. So I'm just saying, well, okay, miss, is soybean dairy? I'm like, no, I don't think so. Soybeans are like little things that cows poop out. This isn't like Jack and the Magic Beanstalk, right? Except for the beans don't come from
okay,
a cow.
Okay, but why?
There are giants in the sky. There are great big, terrible giants in the sky.
I dropped the dice.
Was it a D6?
No. Was it one?
Whew. Sick. Sick dice reference. I just ordered 7 things of D&D dice.
Oh, really?
It was $10 for 7 sets.
Are they, like, cool, though?
They're pretty cool. I'll show you. You can have one if you want.
Oh.
Because I'm a good person. Also, I don't need 7 sets of dice. I was just like, buy 1 for $5 or 7 for $10.
I want cool, like... silver ones.
Oh, well.
Weighted. I'm just kidding.
Oh, boy. Do you want trick dice, too, so you can cheat in D&D? I think I actually talked my coworkers into doing a D&D group.
Nice. Amanda?
Yeah, Amanda, Amy, Monica, and Jake.
Oh, my gosh. I love them.
Do you want one of them, or do you want to just order your own? I don't care. If you want, like, 2, you can probably have 2.
I want one.
Okay.
I'll give you, like, $2.
That's okay. Literally, I was already gonna buy it because I was thinking about buying 2 sets anyway because Monica's playing with us too and she's not super into it, so I don't think she'll buy her own dice. So I was like, I was already planning on buying 2 sets of dice. Yeah, I mean, like, I know you can share, but it's easier just to have your own, you know?
No.
So I would have been paying the same amount for 2 as I'm paying for 7, so you can just have it.
Sounds good.
I hope Caitlin's almost done with it. I'm just kidding. I don't think they've started their campaign, have they?
I don't know. We don't talk about that. Just kidding.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Is that too nerdy for you? We're going to lose, like, if we don't have subscribers. But if we did, they're going to be like, ugh, D&D.
Listen.
Screw you. Sorry, that was harsh.
It's interesting.
I love D&D.
I don't know if I love it, but I'm interested.
But I also haven't really, like, played it with people I like yet, so.
I've never played it.
Not that I disliked a lot of it. It was just, like, I never got into it, like, when I was in a group, because the times that I went, I was just so annoyed by our DM that I just didn't care.
And also, Stranger Things made me curious.
That's
about
true,
it.
Yeah. I love Stranger Things. But yeah, no, I got super into it now because of the Adventure Zone. Because those guys crack me up.
Crackle Barrel.
Crackle Barrel.
Do we
okay.
Have...
Oh, sorry.
I was gonna say, do we have Crackle Barrels here?
Cracker Barrel? Yeah, there's one in, Layton.
Why don't we go to it?
We could go right now. No, it's not open, probably. It's 10 p.m.
Oof.
We could go sometime. I love Cracker Barrel. Also, that's where I bought Mary Poppins, the DVD. It was $2.
At Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, it was brand new.
Oh.
That, and there was one other one that I bought. Oh, Dumbo. They were both, like, dirt cheap.
Nice.
It was nice. It was awesome. And then my niece was playing on a rocking horse and fell off and hurt her head. That's all I remember about that trip to Cracker Barrel. But yeah, no, I think there's some in Salt Lake, too. I know there's one in St. George. Because my cousin, who was also my manager, used to bring me fried okra sometimes. Because she also worked there. Killing it. No, I was going to say, did you see the Olive Garden brought back the unlimited pasta pass thing? It's like an annual pass for pasta.
Why?
You get, like, pasta for 54 weeks if you buy it.
That makes my chest hurt.
I know, right? No, but it made me laugh really hard today because I was just, like, a while back in the Adventure Zone, one of the things that Taco bought at Fantasy Costco was an unlimited pasta pass for Olive Garden.
Oh, yeah, I remember listening
to that. Yeah, and so I was like, I wonder if his is still valid. And I tweeted it at Justin. No, Travis. Justin. Was I right the first time? Now I'm second-guessing myself. Is it Travis or Justin? Hey, can we talk about Hale Center Theater's newsies? Because apparently it sucked.
What did she say about it?
She said that they tap danced during King of New York, and that was the only thing that was good. She said that the Davy was awful.
Oh my god.
She said that Catherine and Jack had no chemistry whatsoever. Catherine had more chemistry with Davy, who had more chemistry, or a rock probably had more chemistry than anyone than him. To him.
Oh,
she
man.
Said it was horrible. And then, sorry if you played Davy at Hale, you suck apparently. I don't know if it was the Tuesday, Thursday, or the Monday, Wednesday, Friday, so I won't.
Does it matter though?
Probably not. But she said that they tapped during King of New York. She said that instead of just going into the thing where they just, like, the in-betweens, what are they called? Transitions?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going into the transition for King of New York, Catherine yelled, like, one more time, which is stupid. I don't like that. And then, what was the other, oh, they took out all the swear words.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. So instead of saying, bastards, they said blockheads.
Are you fucking kidding me?
We won't let them bastards beat us. They said blockheads.
Fuck
that. I'm saying right now, if we were there, we both would have stood up and went,
bastard. Oh, I was gonna yell bastards.
That too. She said, well, no, they did leave in one swear word. It was the strike starts right damn now. They left that one in. But they took out all, like, the hells, like, there's not even that many, but they took them out.
So fucking
stupid. I'm trying to remember everything she told me, but I was super pissed the whole time she was telling me. So, yeah, she told, because I was like, okay, if I were going to buy a $30 watch, and I was debating between that and Newsies, what should I do? And she's like, save yourself $10, buy the watch. So.
Yeah, I mean, just from the trailer or the previews they put online, I was like, the... I know it's bad, but... Because I can't sing personally, but their voices were...
They didn't sound good. No, because you showed me too.
Good. Yeah, they didn't sound good.
And I feel bad saying that, like, being critical of it, because I'm like, I don't have a good voice.
Exactly.
But, like...
And I can't...
I can't dance. I can't do any of that. But you are bad. And I can see that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm just...
Like, this is Newsies. Why would you... She said the choreography was really good, but the guy that did the choreography, like, loves Newsies. Mm. And he was pissed about a lot of things, too, so that, like, made me feel pretty good.
Also, their costuming, it just looks...
It looks like they went to the DI.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And, sorry, the DI is a thrift shop in Utah.
Uh-huh.
And they just, like, grabbed some random plaid.
Yeah.
And then went to Target and bought Newsies hats for $4.
Yeah, like, it just looks cheap.
And then there's, like, probably one guy who has, like, an original Newsies hat from Playbill Store. It has the logo on the back. That'd be really funny. That would be me.
Well, yeah, I'm glad we didn't go there.
Also, Smalls is a boy. And, which is fine, I guess, because it happens in, like, the Newsies life. But you know how, like, the, so is the Bronx part. They said it, like, super low, apparently. Like, so is the Bronx, which is stupid! Just yell it like a normal freaking person.
I'm really mad.
Yeah. Yeah. She said, yeah, I'm just still pissed about the Davy thing. He didn't dye his hair like they said he was going to.
And isn't the Catherine blonde?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's bad all around. She said that the Catherine that was in the other cast she knows and she knows is good. So she was kind of sad she wasn't in the other, well, didn't see the other cast. But she said overall it probably sucked anyway.
Yeah.
That was like the one redeeming factor of the other cast or something. So we're going to save our money and not go.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we're already kind of leaning towards that, but...
Yeah.
Works out for us.
Perfect.
Perfecto.
All right.
Yeah. Just don't, like, why ruin Newsies?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she also said they changed a bunch of the written lines, too. She couldn't remember any specific, like, ones, but she was, like, noticed. Because... Mm-hmm. She doesn't watch Newsies as much as we do, but she watches.
She doesn't watch it every night.
She doesn't watch it every night before bed. Oh boy.
Except I'm gonna be honest, the last couple of nights I've been watching that movie. What is it called?
To All the Boys I Love.
To All the Boys I Loved Before.
Yeah. I've been That's a good that. Movie.
It's
though.
So cute.
It's adorable.
It's like exactly what I needed right now.
Yeah.
Because of how terrible the world is and how. Awful my own life has been. It's just like a feel-good, warm movie. And it reminds me so much of like 80s John Hughes.
Yeah.
Teen rom-coms. And I don't know. The whole cast was so good.
They were.
And I just found out the guy that plays Peter Kavinsky was in a Disney
Peter
Channel.
Peter Kavinsky.
Sorry. He was in a Disney Channel show, I guess.
What show? What's
like
it called?
Like one before or one after I stopped watching Disney, so I don't know. He's like a young kid, I guess.
What's it called? You remember? What's his name? I'll look it up. I'm curious.
Noah, I don't know.
Noah Symes. It's not
Noah him. C. Just type Noah C. I'm sure he's popular right now.
Cilantro
or cilantro.
Noah Cilantro. The Fosters. Is that it? No, it's a Freeform show. Which is Disney, but not Disney Channel.
Are you looking at him, though? But I saw a picture of him when he was on that Disney Channel show, and it was so funny.
Turkles. He was in a movie called Turkles in 2011. He was also in a movie called The Golden Retrievers. Oh, Austin and Ally. Is it that one?
Oh, probably. Is that Disney?
Shake It Up. He's been in a lot of Disney things.
Okay, so he's a Disney star.
I guess. Jesse... How to Build a Better Boy? I think it's anyone. A little sexist. He was in a musical.
What musical?
Abraham and Sarah, the film musical. He played young Ishmael.
Anyway, that kid, though, he's going to be...
A star.
He's going to be a star. No.
He's in this show. He's in a show called The Fosters on Freeform.
Oh, like right now?
He's been in 53 episodes.
Oh. Anyway, watch out for that kid. Him
also,
and Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, yeah. Sierra Burgess is a loser. He was in that Netflix thing. I haven't watched. Oh, it's not out yet. That's why. It was like, I haven't seen it. It's got a Shannon Purser in it. I like her. That's Barb.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I like her, though. She was in Rise, too, which I actually enjoyed that show. I didn't want to like that show. But it did have Newsies alum, so we gotta... Gadoo.
Oh, really?
Damon.
Oh.
He was the original Broadway. Well, not original, but he was like Corey Cott or Broadway cast. He wasn't a Torzy, I don't think. I think he was.
Interesting.
Because he was at the show, the reunion show. Too. Because they didn't do Torzy's at the reunion show. Which is kind of making me think the October show is just going to be Torzy's.
Well, yeah. I mean, I told you that.
Well, we talked about that it might be. But where are you 100%?
No, it says it's just.
Oh, Torzy's. It does say that? Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me it said it.
No, I did.
Okay.
You can read our
text. You're probably right. You're probably right. I'm moving on. Yeah, anyway, I'm okay with that. Washington was like, it's only 70 degrees like every day. I was like, what's that like? But then it rained a lot. I mean, it didn't rain while I was up there, but like, I can't handle the rain constantly. I'm already depressed. I don't need more.
But I feel more energized in the rain.
I do when
like,
it actually rains.
The last couple days have been great for me because it's been dark and cloudy, and that's my element.
That's fair. I like it in the fall. I don't don't know. I do like rainy days, though, because those are the days that people don't come out. Which makes it nice, because then I don't have to deal with people.
Yeah.
Unless it's been nice all day and then it starts pouring rain, because then people are out all day.
Yeah.
But my coworker was complaining about how summer's almost over, and I was like, excuse me, autumn's the best time of year.
Yeah.
The harvest. Did you see that tweet?
No.
Someone was, like, talking about how to call fall the harvest instead of fall or autumn. Hold on, let me find it.
Like a cult thing?
Yeah. No, hold on, let me find it. Because it made me laugh. Also, sorry, it made me think of Evermore's opening soon.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. It's supposed to be open.
For Comic-Con.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go to the opening thing. Because it's, like, a party. And I'm like,
oh. I would want to, but I can't, I guess, now.
Oh, fair enough. Anyway. It sounds like those, like, parties they do, like, the with the DJs, and I don't know, I don't.
I kind of want to go to the DJ thing just because it's Rufio.
I know, I saw that it was Rufio, but I hate parties like that, so I'm like,
I've never been to a party thing like that.
I don't like it.
But I think it would be funny.
Yeah, because it's Rufio.
I would go if I had more friends.
That's fair. Keep others afraid of you by calling fall the harvest.
Wait, say that again.
Keep others afraid of you by calling fall the harvest.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was, like, spacing.
Yeah, okay. Were you thinking about Rufio?
Yeah.
Why is he not just a guest at Comic-Con? I hate when they do this, because they did it with Elijah Wood, too, the first time Elijah Wood came to Salt Lake.
He was a guest, though.
Yeah, not the first year, though. Not the first year he did the DJ.
Oh, okay.
He was a guest last year.
Oh, okay. Wait, was it just last year?
Mm-hmm. I think so. And then before that, he was the DJ like 3 years ago or something.
Yeah, no, he was the DJ the very first year.
Oh, was it the very first year?
It was the very first year, and I remember laughing about it. Like, why is Elijah Wood DJing? But apparently he does that.
I think they should just get people who don't know how to DJ. They're like, Army Hammer, DJ. He's like, I don't know how to do that. I would go to that party.
This is why we don't run conventions.
It would just be me and you in a room, Rob Benedict and Rich Spate Jr. on a stage with no questions. Do you guys have any questions?
No. Okay, back to the $1 million thing then. That's what I would spend it on. I would make our dreams come true, buy out an entire convention so we could sit in the back.
Yes. So, okay, backstory. Creation Entertainment is the worst. Sorry, I won't give them a good plug. They overcharge for everything, but we love seeing, like, Loudon Swain and Rob Benedict and Rich Spade Jr. and Matt Cohen and all the side actors in Supernatural, right? Is that fair?
Yeah.
Do you want to go?
No.
Okay. And then, so we can't, like, afford tickets anymore, so we don't go anymore. And, well, I mean, I guess we could afford tickets, but we don't want to afford tickets.
Yeah, it's not that I can't afford it. It's just I just don't want to go because of all the stupid drama that apparently comes with going to conventions. Anyway. Yeah.
Very true. Anyway, so we stopped going to conventions. But anyway, we had always talked about if we were ever to win the lottery or, like, have a lot of money, we would buy out an entire convention and then only sit in, like, the general admission in the very back of the room. Because, like, if you've been to a Creation Con, you know, like, Rich goes through all the rules and regulations, and one of them is that you have to sit in the seat you're assigned, and you can't sit in anyone else's seat. And so we would just, like, sitting in the back, and they'd be like, there's, like, no one in there but us. So, like they're all hyped because, like, the music's loud or whatever, and can't hear over, like, Billy playing the guitar. So they're all hyped, run out, and they're like, oh, okay, there's two people out here.
They're like, come sit up here, guys. And we're like, no, we only got general admission.
The rules and regulations state that we have to sit in the seat we're assigned, my dude.
And ours are way back here, I'm sorry.
And so they'd be like, okay, and then they're like, continue, please. And they would just have to go about the convention like there's hundreds of people there, and there's just the two of us. And then it would be like Jared and Jensen would come out on stage, the actors in Supernatural.
And we just wouldn't be there.
We wouldn't be there.
Because we can't afford Sunday.
No, what we would do... can't afford Sunday. What we would do is go out for Loudon Swain to play them in and then leave as they came out on stage. And then they're like, guys, it's Jared and Jensen. And then be like, who?
We also, I just wouldn't go to the Swain show either because $80.
I can't afford that.
$80 for them, even though we bought the entire, we'll pretend like.
That's the straw. The last straw.
But, ooh, guys, I'm sorry.
Since everyone's banning straws, do I have to stop saying the last straw?
No, because fuck that. Because why are you banning straws when people need them?
People with disabilities need straws.
Yes.
Ugh, anyway, let's not get into a political migraine.
Let's get into them. I'm just kidding. I don't want to either.
I don't
want to
work myself
up. I'm already super stressed about other things, so.
Yeah, let's not stress. Let's just keep talking about our dreams.
What other dreams do you have?
I really want the Rob to be doing his panel, back to this. And he's like, so, any questions? And me to just, like, one of us just be like, well, we know enough. When are you coming to Utah? Listen to him sit and lie to me about how they're trying.
I'm so mad.
And then I ask Steven and he's like, huh, one day. That is one thing I admire about Steven. He doesn't bullshit me like Rob does. He's always like, where?
I don't admire Steven at all.
Yeah. I said about. I didn't say I admire him.
I was like...
One small trait that I admire about him.
The only pure people in that band are everyone but Steven.
And Borja. And I guess Robbie. Yeah, okay, I'll give you those three. Especially Billy and Borja.
Pure.
Pure souls. I haven't talked to Borja since Toronto.
I haven't talked to...
Like 3 years ago. 4 years ago now.
I haven't talked to any of them in... Since 2000... No, I don't remember when I saw them. 2016? So, yeah. It's been over 2 years now.
Yeah.
Because I didn't... I saw them in, like...
I guess 3 years, because 2015 was Toronto, right?
June, yeah.
Yeah, so, because I saw them in 2016 as well, at that LA show,
you did kind of talk to him.
I didn't talk to Borja at all.
No, but didn't you say he was like, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you right now.
That's kind he of... said it to the crowd. He didn't say it specifically to me.
Oh, every time he told it, it's like he was saying it to you.
And to the crowd, it was like me, Jesse, and Lindsay.
Okay, now I know there was a crowd. Okay.
I mean, yeah, it wasn't like a crowd, but it was like a Loud and Swain crowd at the time. They're like real famous.
You always made it sound like it was just...
Well, he like waved to me, but we didn't talk.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he had to go get his wife. But yeah, no, so I haven't actually spoken to him since, like, Toronto. And then...
To be honest, I'm a little mad at Borja, because the last time I spoke to him 2 years ago, I was like, I don't know when I'm going to see you guys. And I was, like, sobbing. Uh-huh. I don't know when
and
I'm going to see
like,
you. Eh. Yeah, he was like, oh, we'll see you again. And I was like, no, you won't.
Because he probably just was like, all right. You guys all say that, and then we see you 2 weeks later. But, like, you were like, no, legit, dude. Oh, I should look up my, Furbish. Should we learn a Furbish word?
Sure.
So I don't start getting mad about Loud and Swain. Let's do one we can actually use. Hmm? Do we want to learn how to say, hmm?
How do you say that?
Do? Wait, no. Monster. The word of the day is monster. Momo. Monster and Furbish. Momo. M-O-H. M-O-H.
Momo.
Momo. Maybe one day Furbish will, like, help us. Like, maybe... Like, someone will... I'm gonna take it back to murder. Somebody's, like, mugging you in the street. Like, at gunpoint, and they're like, tell me one word in Furbish, and you can go. And then just be like, you're a Momo, and then he's like, oh shit, you're right. Then he goes and turns himself in. And then it turned out to be Ted Bundy's son. Ed Bundy.
Except he doesn't have a son, he has a daughter, fun fact.
Hey, I'm saying long-lost son that we don't know, like bastard son.
No.
No, I know about his daughter because she talks about him in the book. Or talks about her briefly in the book.
Oh, where are you at in the book?
It's the part where they're talking about the beach disappearances.
By the way, we're talking about The Stranger Beside Me by Anne Rule.
This book, man.
It's so good.
It's so good.
I read it in a week and a half.
I have been a little bit longer, but I've been real busy.
I'm surprised how much time I was able to find after I was... I guess I do have time, but, like, since I work so much, I get... Like, all I want to do is lay in bed after I get home. But, like, when I, like, got into that book, I could not put it down. Like, I only put it down because I had to force myself to go to sleep because I knew I'd be tired the next day if I didn't.
It's fair.
So good.
I've been with a lot of podcasts lately, unfortunately. So I think that's my issue. I'm like, I need to find time to just read instead of listening to these dumb things.
Yeah, so it's like, I know I have time, but I'm always too tired. And it's so annoying. I've been trying really hard this week, though, to get my life together. I rearranged my room. I, like, cleaned everything. Cleaned out my car. And you know me, like, if everything's a mess, that you know I'm fucked up in the brain.
Mm-hmm. See, that's funny, because you know how I, like, cleaned my room immaculately the other day?
Uh-huh. It's because you're not okay.
Yeah, no, I was not okay, and now it's messy again, so we know I'm good. Me and Jack are very opposite people. If my room is messy, you know I'm chill. If it's clean, you know something's up. Because I clean when I'm stressed. Also, I was told by one of my coworkers today that she can always tell what kind of day I was having based on how immaculate the t-shirts are folded.
Oh yeah, you told me that.
She's told me that today, that she can tell. I'm like, I knew I could tell, because I do it to de-stress is fold t-shirts, but I didn't know other people noticed. So it made me laugh really hard. I was like, oh. I think we had some solid stuff in here.
I think so.
Should we end it?
I mean,
I want to keep going.
We can keep going. Unless you want to stop.
Oh, I don't care. I just didn't know if you were done with my antics.
I'm done with your...
my noises?
Your noises.
I can't stop playing with stuff that's in front of me. Okay?
I keep staring at them. I'm like...
Do you want to play with them? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't want to edit it out.
Revolver. Well, if you edit all of it out, they'll have no idea what we're talking about, so just don't edit it all out.
But then...
Maybe people like sound effects, okay? Maybe somebody's making a sound effects album, and they were like, I just need little clue toys clinking together, and maybe, then my life work is complete.
Okay, then maybe that person should go into Folly.
Well, maybe there's not one on Folly.
The what?
Maybe there's not one.
No, I mean, like, isn't that what the career is called?
Folly? Oh, yeah, you're right. I was thinking that website that had a bunch of free sounds. Oh. I don't think that's what it's called. I was just, like, not thinking. I'm real tired. I've been up since, well, I mean, not that bad, but I went to bed at, like, 4 because I was watching the Penumbra live, and then I had to get up at 6 to take my grandma to the dentist, so I'm, like, out of it. I also showered.
I showered last night, so I'm good.
Good for another month.
I also... Just kidding. Yeah, exactly. I even ate breakfast this morning.
Oh my gosh.
Something I never do.
You've got your life together.
I'm trying. But then today everything, like, came down on me. And I was like, of course. I can't have anything nice.
Because why not? Just start yelling.
Honestly, like, that's what I did when I got in my car after work.
I feel it. One time I got caught yelling in my car.
Listen.
By a coworker. And I was like, I was just yawning.
I need to just get this out. All of the people who say millennials don't do shit, I just have one thing to say to you. Fuck you. I work between 8 and 12 hours every week. I mean, not every week.
Every day.
Every day. Sorry, I'm really tired and stressed.
One guy that's still defending the millennials suck argument's like, 12 hours a week?
He like edits it down to that. Yeah. Of course he would.
Take it out of context.
I work my ass off, okay? Millennials do. They're trying, but you know why we try so hard? Because the people older than us fucked it up for us.
True. And I'm just thinking of Watch What Happens from Newsies. Their mistake is they got old.
Exactly. I cry whenever I listen to that song.
That whole song makes me cry.
Just the whole show.
The whole show, because it's so relevant right now. If you haven't seen Newsies and you're listening to this podcast, and you're like, why do they keep talking about Newsies? Go on Netflix, type in Newsies, watch it, and then you'll get it. Unless you don't live in America, then you have to find it some other ways, because I think it's only on American Netflix.
Oh, really? You can just go to the Newsies Broadway website and download the music. Or not the music, the
Is it newsiesthemusical.com? Or?
I don't know. I've
never Should we do a poll? Okay, so it's newsiesthemusical.com, like I thought. And you can get the digital of that on there, which I highly recommend. I have it, even though I watch it on Netflix usually. Because when that whole stuff with the internet happened, I was like, uh-oh, better buy this.
Or if it's cheaper for you, like, to rent it, like that, the movie, not the musical, you can rent that. It's also the same message.
Mm-hmm. You could probably rent the Broadway on iTunes, too, I would bet.
Oh, probably.
Because I think I bought mine on Google Play.
See, I haven't bought it because it's on Netflix, and if they ever put it, take it off Netflix, I'll buy it.
I'll just put it on a Google Drive. Just kidding. Yeah, the movie's great, Broadway's great. I do prefer the Broadway a little bit, obviously, to the movie, but I love them both. Yeah, the Broadway is on Google Play, so I assume it's on iTunes, and it's got 4.9 stars.
I can't choose either one because I love them both, but I mean, I grew up with the movie, so
I did too. Yeah,
and it took me a bit to try and get into the musical.
Same.
Because it wasn't like the movie and I was offended.
Yeah. No, I've told you this before, but when the Broadway album came out, I was stoked because I was like, oh, Newsies is on Broadway. This is sweet. So I downloaded it. And I remember I turned it on and I was like, just going to get in the shower really quick and listen to it. And immediately noticed the lyric change in Santa Fe and just turned it off and then never looked back for like 3 years.
Yeah. No, I know.
And then it went on Netflix, and my friend was like, hey, Newsies is on Netflix. And I was like, okay, maybe I'll give it a shot. And then I watched it, and I was like, hey, all you people, would you listen to me? I just watched this musical.
I tried to watch the musical, and I was like, this is not it, and I closed it. And then later, when you were like, no, it's good, I was like, oh, okay, I trust you. I watched it, and I was like, so good.
Were you also like, hey, all you people? All you people?
No, I was too in awe. I had to pause everything.
Oh, yeah, because you didn't finish. You only watched the first act, and then you had to watch the second act with me.
I was too overwhelmed. It was so good.
So good. And then I ended up watching it, like, 12 times in the first, like, 2 days. And then started watching it every night before bed.
I watched it constantly. I remember because I was also doing a puzzle at the time.
Yeah, no. Me and Amanda did that one night because we turned it on. And then we watched... Well, because it was for my psych party that no one showed up to. Oh, like, yeah. You had, like, something. Uh-huh. But it was literally just me and Amanda. And so we started doing a puzzle. And so we watched Newsies once, and then we watched, like, the movie, and then we watched Newsies again, and I think we ended up starting it a third time, because we were working on this puzzle. It took us 7 hours to do this stupid puzzle.
Wow.
Because it was, like, one of the, like, Disney ones.
Yeah, I was working on a Star Wars 1,000 pieces.
Oh, is that that one that's... Yeah.
Yeah.
That, like, weird one that I could never do. Was it weird? No, it was that one... Do you have it on your table? No.
Yeah, okay.
That's
the one. We did the first Star Wars one my sister and I did was a picture of Leia.
Okay.
But inside her was, like, smaller pictures of, like, frames from the film.
Oh, yeah, I think you've told me about that one.
And so all the little small frames from the film turn into this giant picture of Princess Leia.
That would be so stressful.
I went crazy. Like, I actually, like, at one point we were, like, we'd been doing it for hours, and it was, like, 4 a.m., and I was, like, just, like, rocking back and forth. Like, literally rocking back and forth, like, I can't do this anymore.
Like, I have to finish this stupid puzzle.
It was driving me nuts.
Oh, my gosh.
And, like, I didn't do puzzles for, like, a year after that.
That's fair, though. That's, like, your quota for a while. We used to put out a puzzle every Sunday in my family, but then we kind of stopped doing it. I think we ran out of puzzles is the real issue.
Yeah, my sister and I, like, want to keep doing puzzles, but, like, we have very specific, like, needs for puzzles, and, like, none of them have been good that we've seen so far in the stores.
That's fair. We just go to the DI and buy any ones that are sealed.
See, now that I know that they do that, like, we need to go there.
That's what we do usually.
Also, they're making a movie about puzzles. What? It's called Puzzles.
Puzzles is a place where people can
exactly. Yeah, that was what that joke that I made.
They belong.
But yeah, there's a movie called Puzzle coming out soon. That I'm,
interesting.
It's literally just about a lady who does puzzles.
Is it just based on our lives?
I was like, well, mostly I was like, oh, is this you? To my sister, because she loves puzzles more than I do. She's like, that's what Matt said.
That's funny. I feel like it could either be, like, a really cool movie or, like, a super boring movie.
Yeah. No, I was like, how are they even making the... And she was like, the trailer... We should just watch the trailer, because okay. I haven't seen it yet.
Because it's just... It's like the episode... Or the Pixar short with the guy playing chess with himself. I love that one.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, man, that's my favorite one. Puzzle trailer. If it doesn't have the puzzle song, then what's the point?
We're gonna go do puzzle stuff. I don't know.
We'll figure it out. If we can just scrap this episode if we don't end up liking it, but I kind of like it.
I kind of like it, too.
Our pop rock sequence.
We'll see how that turns
out. All right. Well, that is it for us today. But do, as always...
Do ni baba. I don't...
What no, is it? It's, da... Wait, no. Da e lo naba.
Da e lo naba.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram. We have an Instagram now. Same thing, birth control pod, @ birth control pod. Email with us with questions and concerns.
Sure.
Birthcontrolpod@gmail.com.
If you want the opinions of two middle-aged 20-year-olds.
Middle-aged. Everyone's like, you're millennials. And I'm like, am I though? I kind of more identify in an older crowd.
I feel like a Gen Z.
I feel like,
wait, Gen...
The golden generation.
Oh, is that what they're called?
Is that like my grandparents? I don't know. That's what I feel.
I feel like the... I don't know. I can't think of anything.
That's okay. We'll fix it in the next one. All right. So, da e lo naba.
Da e lo naba.